Living a happy life means I think happy thoughts. Living a happy life means I think happy thoughts. I am the only one who makes a decision in my life. I'm the only one who makes a decision in my life to do whatever I am thinking about. And if I want to think happy thoughts, I will live a happy life. And if I want to live a happy life, I will think happy thoughts. Now, whenever a thought comes up to me that says, I am not happy, I immediately turn my thinking apparatus around and say, there's so many wonderful things in this life. There are so many wonderful things that I'm thinking, and I am so happy about it. Now, how do I go about defining happy thoughts? What do I say to myself to have a happy thought in my mind? Well, I look for the joyous things in life. I look for the happy things in life. If I am living in my body, and you can be sure I'm living in my body. If I'm living in my body, I live in a happy body. I live in a joyful body. I live in a marvelous body. Yes, if I live in my body, I live in a peaceful body. In a body that's filled with joy and harmony and love, I think of all the good things about my body. I think how every cell of my body knows exactly what it's supposed to do, and it's doing it. Every cell of my body is doing its ideal thing. Oh, you might say, I'm evolving a little bit. I'm evolving from a child to an adult, and the cells of my body are changing a little bit. But no, they aren't. They're always those perfect cells. Those always those perfect cells of a child, perfect cells of an adult, perfect cells in between. Always those perfect cells. Now, do I stop and think, well, I'm a child, and so my cells are doing this and that and the other thing? No, I don't. When I'm a child, I think my cells are wonderful. I think my cells are doing great things. I think they're just fantastic. And true, sometimes I have nightmares. And when I have these nightmares, what's happening? What's happening to me when I have a nightmare? When I have a nightmare, it's because I'm having thoughts that are not happy. I'm having thoughts that are not good. Well, sometimes it's my body growing up, and growing pains, we say. And don't have to have those either. We don't have to have anything about our life which is less than harmonious and perfect and feeling good. We can feel good all the time. Now, people will tell you that you have to have those experiences because that's part of living and part of growing up and part of being an adult, part of finding yourself. No, that's not. That's what we have taught ourselves. We can live a happy, glorious life all of the time if we choose to live a happy, glorious life all of the time. But it means we keep our thoughts happy, glorious all of the time. We keep our thoughts wonderful. We keep our thoughts marvelous. We keep our thoughts moving in a perfect pattern for ourselves. And that's all that matters. Nothing else matters at all in our life because we are the master of our thought. We may not think we're the master of our body, but we are. But we master our body through our thought. We master our body through our happy thought. And if we have happy thoughts, we have a happy body. If you have happy thoughts about yourself and say, I like me, I like me, I like me, your body is going to reverberate those I like me, I like me, I like me in everything that it does. It's going to be fantastic and glorious and marvelous and wonderful because that's the way it is. It's going to do that, and it's going to do that all of the time. It's going to do that all of the time because that's all that it can do. That's all that it knows how to do. That's all that it has been created to do. Look at God. Do we consider God to be perfect? Do we consider God to do everything right? Do we consider God to create everything perfect and beautiful and fantastic from the beginning? Do we consider that we are God and we have created that way? Well, okay. If you have thought of yourself as God as creating everything, God does not make any junk. God creates everything perfect out of the get-go. And as God creates a human body, oh, but God doesn't create a human body, does he? No. God creates a divine body. And the human body is something you and I have created ourselves. It's where we vary from the idea of the ideal body into the idea of an emerging body, an evolving body. And a body does not emerge and does not evolve. It always is, always was, always will be, and always is, always was, and always will be perfect. And so what changes our body, what changes anything in our life, is only our thoughts about it. And when we have happy thoughts about our life, when we have happy thoughts about our body, we have happy thoughts about anything in the world, then that is exactly what we experience. Now, how do we train ourselves to have happy thoughts all the time? How do we train ourselves to return to our original purity and integrity? Our original purity and integrity. Our original purity and integrity. Our original thoughts. Our original ideas. The ideal us. How do we return to that? We return to that by putting our thought on it. When anything emerges in our world that says it's not nice, we immediately stop thinking it's not nice and we start thinking it's nice. The minute we see water washing away the dam, and that's not our choice, we say all is in divine order, and we see that dam in divine order. And we see whatever is necessary to bring about that perfection in that dam, to maintain that dam in its perfect form. We do that. When we see some conflict on earth, we say, there now is peace on earth, and it began with me. We say, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. When we look at our bodies, we say, all is in divine order. I have a perfect body. I have a perfect mind. I have a perfect spirit. All is in divine order. I am happy. I am happy. I'm happy. I'm happy. I'm happy. And you say, well, what an idiot. What an idiot. You think you're happy when you're not happy. Well, no. I may not have been happy for a moment, but I changed my thought. I reversed my thought. I bring my thought back into its divine pattern, in its divine right action, in its divine reality. And I bring my thought back. And as I bring my thought back, then the original picture is there again. Not the illusion of unhappiness, but the original picture of perfection and happiness. Divinity. We can all return our thinking to our divine self. And as we concentrate on being divine, we demonstrate being divine in our life. As we concentrate on being good and beautiful and wonderful, we demonstrate being good and beautiful and wonderful in our life. It's not something that someone else does. It's not something that someone else wants to do. It's not something that someone else is going to create in our life and demonstrate in our life and have in our life that's going to be unhappy. It's that we are doing what we are doing right now, and we're doing it beautifully because that's what it's all about. That's the only thing that's all about. And nothing else matters. Nothing else matters one tiny little bit. Because we are living in our ideal spirit, mind, and body. We are living in our ideal beingness. And as we live in that ideal beingness, we find that we are fantastic. We are glorious. We are beyond measure. We are all that is and all that ever will be. I live a happy life by my choice. I live a happy life by my thinking happy thoughts. And as I think happy thoughts, I live a happy life. And as I live a happy life, I'm thinking happy thoughts. And these thoughts are all that I want to think. They're all that I want to know. They're all that I want to be. These happy thoughts are my reality. And as these happy thoughts are my reality, nothing else makes any difference in my world. except that I am happy. And I see you happy because you're my creation. And I love you. I love you. I love you.